Well, I'm proud to welcome Graham Motion to Racetrackers. Good evening, Graham.
Hey, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Well, Graham, we want to congratulate you on a big weekend. A little bit of a disappointing finish in the Belmont. Irish War Cry ran so well, but wound up second. And, of course, a grade one win with Ascend. But tell us a little bit about Irish War Cry and how he's come out of the race and your thoughts.
Yeah, I mean, he seems really good. They both got back yesterday afternoon back to Fairhill. I was a little concerned after we won with Ascend. I thought the chances of winning two group ones in one afternoon were going to be stretching it a little bit. But I was really proud of Irish War Cry's effort. I thought at the top of the stretch we had a really good chance. But I think the winner had a perfect trip. He kind of had the trip that we were really looking to have. But unfortunately, nobody else wanted the lead. So Rajiv did. He went to Plan B and did a great job of leading and, you know, hung on as long as he could. So I was very proud of him. I thought he really ran hard.
No, it was a huge effort, and I'm sure you're frustrated by not getting the win because, as you say, they only come around once a year. But you must be proud of it because you were on the fence to even enter him at one point earlier in the month, correct?
No doubt. I mean, after the Derby, which was so disappointing, I really didn't even want to think about participating in another town race. Once I got him home and saw how well he was, and saw the result of the Preakness and where the horses finished 1-2 that had finished behind us earlier in the year, I just felt that he needed to be in there, and I'm glad I did.
No doubt. Now, of course, you stated numerous times that the owner's connection to the Haskell, to the person who the Haskell's named after, has always been a big priority. Are you still hopeful of aiming the Haskell?
Absolutely. No, that's been the plan from day one. But, you know, when I looked at the Belmont, it just seemed like we had plenty of time to make both races. I didn't think the 7 weeks to the Haskell would be a problem.
Right. Well, it's to be congratulated on it. As you said, the race kind of melted down to two horses, and one horse got a slightly better trip and probably maybe on the better part of the racetrack in the last eighth of a mile. But, you know, obviously to be commended for a big placing there. I want to talk a little bit about the victory you had that day with Ascend in the Grade 1 Manhattan. That's a horse who I think you've been patient with, and I know you had great hopes for him when he was a three-year-old, and you've been patient with him, and you finally got that Grade 1.
Yes, I mean, he's a horse we've always liked. Mr. Hancock's always given me the opportunity to be really patient with him. We've never been rushed with the horse. And, you know, when he came out and won so nicely this year, Brad Wiseboard and I kind of chatted about the Manhattan. He's a manager for Salt Kuhman, who also owns part of the horse. And we just thought the Manhattan at a mile and a quarter with getting a good break for the weights, you know, just seemed like a good spot to give him a chance. I've always thought a mile and a quarter was in his scope. So, you know, obviously I wasn't sure he could step up to Grade 1 competition, but we certainly felt like he wasn't far out of it if he ran back to his previous races.
Well, that's interesting that you pegged a mile and a quarter as being, you know, the right spot for him, because I think most handicappers dismissed him as a miler who was trying to stretch out, you know, hence his long odds. But that's interesting that you thought that right from the get-go.
Yes, really the mile race, you know, was really just a comeback spot. It was a good opportunity to get him started. We were worried that it might be a bit short, but Fergal did a great job that day. He didn't have a great trip, but he just was able to get up. And the form from that race has been pretty good. You know, my horse, Irish Strait, who's actually Irish War Cry's brother, came back and won the Red Bank. I think he finished fourth in that race. So the form from the race has been very good. It was probably a little better race than it looked on paper.
Well, that's, you know, obviously you made a lot of handicappers have to dig deep to come up with a 27-1 shot, but congratulations on that. That's great. Tell us, you have some other stars in the stable. Anybody else on the horizon right now who you're excited about in the next few weeks?
Probably the most exciting thing we have going on is Miss Temple City just arrived in England this afternoon, and, you know, we've got the rest of the week to get her ready for Ascot. Most likely we're going to run on Tuesday in the Queen Anne against the boys. So obviously I'm pretty excited about that. We're heading over there on Thursday to finish off her training, so we're really looking forward to that.
Well, that's wonderful. I mean, that has been the nice trend in the last few years between yourself and Mark Cassie and Leslie Ward, you know, trying to show how good our horses are going that way instead of having the Europeans come this way. So that's always an exciting time, and that's a big benefit for race fans of being on in the morning. So it's a nice opportunity to watch races when you normally don't.
Yeah, my understanding is it's going to be televised on NBC Sports this year, which gives everyone an opportunity to watch it, which is exciting. And I think, you know, you really do feel like you're representing this country when you go over there. And, you know, it'd be great to give us a good name. You know, Teppan ran so well last year over there and really waved the flag, and hopefully we can go and not embarrass ourselves this year.
Well, I'm sure you won't, but I always get a kick out of listening to the Teppan race because the announcers were so incredulous that she was good enough. They almost forgot her as she was running through the stretch. They almost mentioned that as an afterthought that she was ahead. I always get a kick out of listening back to that call.
I certainly think the English commentators tend not to give the American horses much credit when they go over, but I think if we keep going over and running like they have been between Teppan and Wesley's horses, and really Miss Temple City has not run badly over there at all. I think she was fourth both times, didn't have a great trip the first year in the coronation, and then she just caught the really soft ground last year carrying a lot of weight, so the forecast looks really good for the rest of the week, so I'm very optimistic that we'll get fast ground. I think that'll be a big help to her.
Well, that's wonderful. Well, best of luck. Continue on with the good work. You seem to be hitting on all cylinders, and I'm sure you'll have a number of Saratoga horses prepped, and we'll speak to you about them as we get closer. But congratulations on, you know, both Ascend and Irish Warcry, and stay on track for the Haskell, and good luck in England. I thank you so much for joining us as gracious with your time. I can't thank you enough.
Not at all. Great to be here, Bill. Thank you.
Thank you. Great emotion, everyone.